Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. The fear of the king is like the roaring of a lion. He that provoketh him unto anger sinneth against his own soul. It is a man's honor to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. The slothful will not plow because of winter, therefore shall he beg in summer, but have nothing. The counsel in the heart of man is like deep waters, but a man that hath understanding will draw it out. Many men will boast every one of his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man? He that walketh in his integrity is just, and blessed shall his children be after him. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment chaseth away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made mine heart clean, I am clean from my sin? Diverse weights and diverse measures, both these are even abomination unto the Lord. A child also is known by his doings, whether his word be pure and right. The Lord hath made both these, even the ear to hear and the eye to see. Love not sleep, lest thou come unto poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. It is not, saith the buyer, but when he is gone apart, he boasteth. There is gold and a multitude of precious stones, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take his garment, that is surety for a stranger, and pledge of him for the stranger. The bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Establish thy thoughts by counsel, and by counsel make war. He that goeth about as a slanderer discovereth secrets, therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. He that curseth his father or his mother, his light shall be put out in obscure darkness. An heritage is hastily gotten at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait upon the Lord, and he shall save thee. Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and deceitful balances are not good. The steps of man are ruled by the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? It is a destruction for a man to devour that which is sanctified, and after the vows to inquire. A wise king scattereth the wicked, and causeth the wheel to turn over them. The light of the Lord is the breath of man, and searcheth all the bowels of the belly. Mercy and truth preserve the king, for his throne shall be established with mercy. The beauty of young men is their strength, and the glory of the aged is the gray head. The blueness of the wound serveth to purge the evil, and the stripes within the bowels of the belly.